producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's what Veronica has already done. She's called 855-99-37569 because Veronica knows. She knows as well as she knows that her name is Veronica, one hopes, that if you call early in the program, there's less of a wait and more time with me. So let's celebrate Veronica. Yay, Veronica. Veronica, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, cooking?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much. First, I just want to say thank you. Had kind of a rough childhood, and I really, really feel like the reason I turned out as well-adjusted as I think I am is because I've been listening to you for so
wow.
many years. So many. Yeah, there's
wow.
so many people that...
What a nice thing to say. I mean, there's a part of me that sort of wants to hug you and a part that wants to sob. So, but I'm sure your own self-reliance has gotten you through a lot, but thank you for a gracious compliment. How old are you now?
I am 28, and I've been listening to you since I was 13, I think, is when I found your show on
wow.
a really fuzzy radio station.
I'm always on fuzzy radio stations, absolutely. Well, thanks, kiddo, for calling.
Oh, absolutely. And again, thank you. And actually, the reason I'm calling, I'm a very careful, reasonable, logical thinker. I have a lot of control over my own emotions and my own thoughts. And again, I kind of credit you for that just because of, you know, listening to you for so long. You have to be very well trained. The reason I'm calling now is because I'm kind of losing control over that. I have big time mommy issues. My mom, of course, wasn't the greatest mom in the world. But I'm kind of feeling, probably for the last month or month and a half or so, I've been feeling very ragey about my mother, like just very, very angry.
Okay.
Let me
stop you because I want to get a couple points clarified and then we'll go on together. First of all, listen, kiddo, your feelings are just your feelings. They're allowed to be whatever they are because you really can't control them. You can control your behavior. And the best way to control your behavior is to understand your feelings. But I don't want you to try and control that which is uncontrollable, which are feelings. Now, hitting somebody because you're feeling angry, that you can control. Sobbing in front of your boss because you're feeling, you know, scared, that you can control, believe it or not. But the feeling of being scared or being angry, those are not controllable feelings. Those are not controllable entities. But the behavior is. And so if you make that distinction, it may give you a little bit more wiggle room than it sounds like you've gotten. All right, so you're mad at your mom now. What is it? Can you figure out where that may have come from? What might have triggered it?
I was hoping you might be able to help me with that.
Well, let's figure out what, you know, let's backtrack a little bit. You're saying the last couple of months, yes?
Yeah, the last time that I felt this way was when I had my own son, and, like, that's, you know, for obvious reasons. I felt
sure.
all this wonderful love for my kid and got really angry with my mom, and that passed after a lot of work. But lately, I think it's because I've been in a relationship with a man for about a year now.
Okay.
And the only thing that I can think of is just in the past couple months, we've been talking about marriage a lot, not like
okay.
have any immediate plans or anything, but we talk about like what we would want for like a wedding, what would we want for our family, what
okay.
we would want for our relationship at that point. And I always come back to the thought of just a very basic thought of would I invite my mother to my own wedding.
Okay. Well, but I think, but that's the answer then, isn't it? That it's, you know, thinking about the wedding and thinking about the traditional role of parents in a wedding. And what I think about is, you know, my mom. So I think that is the trigger. It's a good on you. You did that. That's good. All right. So having said that, your mom's obviously alive. What if you had to conceptualize your complaint with your mom in a couple of sentences? And I know that that's kind of a difficult task, but what's your, do you have any relationship with her at all right now?
Not really. My sister lives with me. She is active in my son's life. She will come over and pick up my sister and my son, take them out for lunch. Her and I, we're not hostile towards each other. We just don't really have any real personal relationship.
All right, so you said you and your sister don't. Did you mean you and your mom?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. My,
Freudian's
my mom
slip,
and I don't
slip.
Have any real.
Okay, how old is your sister?
She is 18.
Okay. And why is she living with you, not her mom?
We made a big move. She moved with me to basically help me with my son. While I'm at work, she's at home holding down the fort. She takes him to school, takes him up from school. She really just moved to help me.
Okay. How far away? Was your mom okay with that or not okay with that?
I actually don't know. That's not something we ever really talked to her about.
All right. Do you like exchange Christmas cards or do you have Thanksgiving together? I mean,
no, it really is. We really do not have a relationship at all.
Okay. If you had a magic wand and could make the relationship with your mom anything you wanted it to be, what would it look like?
See, this is kind of my problem. I'm okay with not having a relationship with her.
Well, except that every once in a while, but let me explain why I'm not sure that that's the case. That's a short-term solution to a long-term problem. And you know from listening to the program, we try not to opt for short-term solutions to long-term problems because they give us momentary respite at the cost of great stomach upset down the road. And not only do they give us only momentary respite, if that, but when they blow up on us, quite often it seems to come out of nowhere. So we are caught vaguely unawares, so the question is the momentary respite worth it? And I would argue probably not, because if nothing else, if you're pushing it away and it comes up unexpectedly, it can come up at a really inconvenient time. So I'll tell you what, we're going to run into it. Well, I guess we're not going to run into a break for a minute. So if you had the, what are your major complaints with your mother at this moment? If you look back at your childhood,
just that she never has really changed. You know, everything that I've ever wanted to say to her about what I was unhappy about when I was younger, what I wish would have been different while I was growing up. She already knows all of that. We've had those conversations.
Okay, but let's divide this into two categories. What things do you feel she did wrong as a mom when you were young?
Well, she had drug problems. She had myself and my brother when she was very, very young. She was still kind of partying when we were growing up, and because she would leave us with some unsavory characters, a lot of bad things, unfortunate things happened to me and my brother and for many years, and she really hasn't changed.
All right. Well, does she have a job now?
Yes.
Is she clean and sober?
She went from illicit street drugs to prescription drugs, so she does have a job. She does manage her life reasonably well. That could be debated, but she's not doing like the same thing that she was doing when we were younger, but she does have a lot of the same problems.
Does she ask you for money?
She has in the past. She hasn't in years though.
Okay. So she's got a job right now. Does she have any relationship with your son?
Yes, she does see him maybe once or twice a month.
And do you see her at the same time she sees him?
Yeah, she'll come to pick him up or I'll drop him off.
So you trust her with him?
Only if my sister is with them. She's actually not allowed to be around my son alone.
Okay. So going from this day forward, if you could make the relationship whatever you wanted going forward, what would it look like? What would she have to do differently and what would you ask of her?
Oh, I should have thought of this before I called, huh?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, that's, if you thought of it, you probably could figure it out and you wouldn't need me. So it's, you know, it's not a requirement.
My biggest problem has just always been that she's never seen a need to change. So I don't know why want her to change.
Well, but change, you know, change, as you know, is very difficult.
Yeah.
And what specifically are you asking of her? What behaviors do you want to see that you don't see?
I would want to know that she could make good decisions
make decisions about what?
Well, like, you know, like I said, not a lot has changed.
No. You keep saying that. That isn't what, you know,
right.
You have to change. You have to stop saying that, that you're changed.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a print press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. We're talking with Veronica. Veronica, if it's any comfort to you, and I know you probably know this because you've been listening to the program for so long, that sometime in our late 20s, early 30s is really the time that we need to reconcile with our parents. So even, regardless of whether your mother was, you know, Donna Reed or you know, Mother Teresa or the Wicked Witch of the West, it's just, you're just about on schedule for sort of having to work out a different relationship, which is really important, because if you can't work it out by the time you're in your mid-30s, it's much more difficult to work out, and at some point, the roles change, and even though you have a brother and a sister, that part of the role will fall undoubtedly to you of taking care of your mom. And if you think it's tough now, wait till she's dependent upon you physically or financially or medically. So it's really important to work it out. And as I said, you're kind of on schedule for doing it, which may or may not be a comfort. And my question to you is, what if you had a magic wand, which I'm, of course, going to loan you temporarily, what would you ask of your mom in terms of behavior now that you're not getting?
Back answer you can come up with, I wish that I could depend on her. I wish that I could trust her.
Wait a minute, stop. Depend on her to do what?
I wish that she cared about...
No. Back up. No, can't do that. It's okay. Depend on her to do what?
Just make better decisions with her life.
How does her life impact yours?
She can't be alone with my son because she...
Look, that just means that you get a better babysitter. That's not necessarily going to be compelling to her. How old is your son now?
He's 4.
Okay. So presumably if he were 8... you might feel better just because he could call home, or you could have your mom come over to your house and watch him. But I mean, if we're asking someone to change, which is tough stuff, the idea that that she should change so you have a more available babysitter is not necessarily compelling.
Right.
All right. So, look. Let me back off and help you with this, because I think I'm going to probably give you a homework assignment here. let me just give you an example of somebody who called, who very much like you said, lousy mom, no. And I said, well, what do you want? And she said, it was just as grueling for her, if it's any comfort to you, and it took a while. And what she finally said is, I would like my mom to put her arms around me and tell me that she loves me. Because she went through the same thing, and my mom was a lousy mom, and I said, look, if the price of a new relationship is your mother saying she was a crummy mom, it's probably not going to happen, because the more she believes she is a crummy mom, the less likely she is to admit it. And your mother sounds like she's not stupid, and while you may view the move from street drugs to prescription drugs as sort of baby steps, for her it was probably huge. I mean, for all the reasons, I don't need to go into the reasons, that she holds a job. And so, I'm sure your mother on some level... probably not even on some level, your mother realizes she was a crummy mom. She was not there for you. She was using drugs. And people who use drugs are not unaware of what they're doing. They just decide that whatever their pain is an excuse to behave badly. And obviously she's made some kind of inroads into that perception, and that she's not using the same drugs and she's not using them the same way. She can't go back. You can't go back. You can only go forward. So after a huge amount of wrestling with this caller, we got to the point that what she really said, and when I say wrestling, it went on for a while. What she decided she wanted was her mother to say that she loved her, put her arms around her and tell her that she loves her. Because what it felt to her is the same way it felt to you, and she had much the same trajectory of having, you know, that. And were you married when you had your son?
No, I actually left his father a few days before the wedding.
Okay, so you know being a single parent is not the world's easiest thing to do, and you had, mm-hmm. for better for ill, you had the role model of your mother of how not to do it, so presumably you did a little bit better. But the point being that your situations were not completely different, it's just that you had a role model of how not to do it. And so to a certain extent, and it's not just you, I can look at my mom. My mom had 6 kids and 1 degree. I have 6 degrees and 1 kid. And you can't do both. And what I saw was that my mother's life really didn't work very well for her, and so I wasn't going to do it that way. And to a certain extent, my life and how it worked out is partially responsible to the fact that I looked at my mom's and saw that it wasn't for me. So, you know, that we, our role models can come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. I digress. The point being that so this woman, so she finally did it. She went and I said, look, if the price of your mother putting her arms around you and telling you that she loves you is that she never did it before, she's not going to do it. You can't say to somebody, you were crummy and now I want something from you. There's just no motivation for them to do that. That's not how people respond. But if you say to your mom, if you give her something and say, Mom, you weren't the perfect mom. I wasn't the perfect daughter. Here's what I'd like going forward. I'd like us to be able to go out for lunch occasionally. I'd like us to be able to go to, to my son's baseball games together. And I just want you to know that I love you. And she put her arms around her mom. And guess what her mom did? Ta-da! She put her arms around her daughter and said, I've always loved you. I know I wasn't a very good mom. In other words, the way that you can elicit the behavior you want is you give somebody something they want and they value and allows them a safe place to stand. Because putting your arms around somebody that you're not sure is going to accept that embrace is a very vulnerable position. We can only be vulnerable when we feel some degree of safety. If we're falling down a cliff, that's not vulnerability. That's survival. And we don't reach out. We don't share when it's about survival. We really don't, because we can't. So if you want something from your mom, if you want something to change, and I think asking her to change your friends is unrealistic any more than her asking you to change her friends or saying, I don't like your husband or I don't like, how you treat your son. It's not workable. But to say to your mom, look, what I'd like going forward is for us to get to know each other as adults or for us to share parenting tips or for us to be able to talk about which quarterback we think should get the Heisman Trophy this year. I mean, I don't care what you talk about. Here's there's got to be something about your mom that you value. If nothing else, she's a survivor. So you need to figure out what about your mom you can admire, what about your mom you've learned from, and what you want going forward. And once you figure that out, and it's going to take some time because, like you say, you've either pretended your mom was dead or been furious with your mom. Neither of those are going to get you any place you want to go. It won't make you a better parent. It won't make you a better daughter. It won't prepare you for your mother's aging. It won't prepare you for your mother's death. It won't prepare you for anything that's the least bit useful. And it will come up and smack you upside the head at times where you're least prepared to deal with it. So what I'm telling you, my dear, is your strategy is not viable anymore. It may have gotten you through your adolescence, yay, but it ain't going to get you through the rest of your life. So good for you for understanding that. Good for you for calling. And now you've got some work to do. And so what you can do is you can listen to the podcast in an hour. You may not need the podcast because you probably got me mostly memorized. But sit down and figure out, what is there about my mom to admire? What is it that I've learned from her that I probably couldn't have learned anyplace else? And what do I want going forward specifically in terms of behavior? And either you're going to figure this all out or you're going to call me back and you and I will work on it. Is that fair? I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold. If you can come up with it quickly, which there's no particular advantage to doing, I'll talk to you. I'll put you on with Shane. Tracy will get to you as well. I'm Dr.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon, Dr. Brown. I'm phoning you to get some advice from you about a coworker that I'm having some conflict with.
Okay.
Okay, I work in a program that deals with children, and it's very, very high stress. But I just find the way, and I've attempted to speak to her before, but I've been informed that I am too hypersensitive and this person cannot talk to me. And I own that because I know I am hypersensitive, but I just find her tone in the way she addresses me and so forth and kind of is bullying me, I find it incredibly stressful. So
okay,
I'm
let me back you up a little bit.
I'm off tomorrow.
I'm sorry. What did you just say to me at the very end?
So I've taken today off just to kind
okay.
of remove myself.
Okay. So has this been going on for a while or is this new?
No, it's been going on for a while, and, you know, I take responsibility for the fact that I should have discussed this a year and a half ago when she first started working in the program that I do work in. And since I can't speak to her in any way, you know...
Why are you you're not able, or have you been prohibited?
Oh, I haven't been prohibited. It's just that wall is up, and any time I try to have a conversation, I'm just shut down.
By her?
Yes.
All right, so pretend I'm her. Let's practice on me for a minute. What do you want to say to me?
What do I want to say to you? I just want to say I know that you have a difficult time, you know, and your job is very different than mine, but I would appreciate the fact that when I need to speak to you, that you remain professional.
Okay, let me stop you for a minute.
Okay.
And I thought you were going to say something you didn't, so I'm glad you didn't say what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say, I know that you have a difficult time with me. And you never tell people what they feel, because all of us have a gut reaction to say, no, you don't. And so that'll bring
Absolutely.
Out the worst. Yeah, so you avoided that mindfall, but you got awfully close to it. And my concern is that she'll probably, her stomach may have the same response that I did, which is, she's about to tell me something that isn't true. So you may want to reword it. But you don't want to start off on a negative note. What do you want her to do differently?
I want her to treat me with some respect.
No, we're talking about behavior. So how she views you is not up to you. But give me how is she being disrespectful?
Well, for instance, there is a team of 10 of us that work together. When I walk in and I say good morning, there's absolutely no acknowledgement whatsoever at all.
Well, are there? Would she's the only person in the room?
No, there's her and another one of her coworkers.
Well,
little high school group that...
Okay, so let's just deal with that, because you can't necessarily put that directly on her shoulders or her whatever, because somebody else is doing the same. And so how do you deal with walking into a room and say hi to somebody and they don't say hi back? There are two ways of doing it. One is to smile and say, wow, it's that kind of day, huh? Or I guess nobody's had their coffee. This is a stupid and cheerful example. Or what you could say is, I didn't hear you. Were you guys saying hello to me and I just didn't hear it? I mean, you can do whatever you want, except to sulk. And you don't want to sulk because it doesn't buy you anything. And one of their response is either, they didn't hear you. I mean, their intent is either benign, that they didn't mean anything by it, or they weren't sure who you were saying hello to, or it's malignant. If it's malignant, you want them to have to do more work than they're doing, which is to, you know, if they want to be ugly to you, they're going to have to do more than just ignore your hello. Let them do the heavy lifting. Don't you do it for them. If it's benign, if when you say hello to a group of people, they don't know who it's to, so most of us don't respond to that. In fact, you've been at speeches too that say, where someone says, hello, and nobody says anything, and they say, hello, I can't hear you, and it goes on for a while. So it becomes kind of a joke. The point being that the way that you deal with it is just to either ignore it without being sullen about it, or to treat it as a big joke of, oh, you guys didn't hear me, let me say it again. And, you know, the idea being that you're not going to do any heavy lifting about it. You're not going to be insulted by something that's kind of minor, all right? All right, so let's go on to another one.
What happens when she comes up to me after her supervisor is gone and is saying, well, you messed up? And it seems like everything I do in my position...
Okay, wait, stop.
Right.
Stop, okay.
When she
says you messed up, does she detail specifically what you've done wrong?
Absolutely.
All right, so was she right in you messing up or not?
Well, I don't know, because we work for two different people, so it's a community program with an educational program. So,
well, but that didn't answer my question.
Okay, sorry, repeat.
All right, she says you messed up. Is that a legitimate criticism or not? Is it founded or unfounded?
Well, the thing is, I didn't record the antecedents properly. I left one out.
So yes, the point is, it was a legitimate complaint. Okay, look, kiddo, nobody likes being called on the carpet. No, because, for two reasons. First of all, because nobody likes being criticized. And second of all, because it's legitimate. We screwed up. So what you do, what I would do, among other things, is carry a paper and pencil with me. So when she says you screwed up, say, okay, tell me exactly, and I'll screw into it. I'll check into it. I, believe it or not, in the last 15 minutes, got a letter from one of my affiliates that said there's a problem. I've investigated it. I know exactly what the problem is. And in the next break, I'm going to write an email saying, here's the problem. You're right. It was a mistake. Here's what I've done to correct it. Because I view that affiliate as being dedicated to the program and is really watching out for my back because I made a mistake. And I would not have known it if he had not brought it to my attention. It's a legitimate criticism. It's a problem that something just slipped through the cracks, and I will make sure it never happens again. And not only, look, I don't like it, and when someone says, you screwed up, Brown, I am not saying, oh, yay, this is so great. I'm like, ah. But people who are willing to criticize you legitimately, not who say you're fat or you're ugly or, you know, you're stupid, I mean, those aren't legitimate criticisms, those are just insults. But someone who says, this is the problem, are golden because they, bottom line, have your back. They are part of your team, whether you like it or not. They're trying to make you better and make the product better. So instead of viewing her as your enemy, I'd write down exactly what she says and say, and then I'd get back to her on it. What hopefully you're hearing here, kiddo, is instead of viewing her as your enemy, if you viewed her as the toughest teacher you had in high school, and if you're like me, the ones that I could charm, a couple of them I remember their name, but by and large I don't. The ones that gave me a hard time, who said, no, you have to do this again, and I'd have to do it 12 times, that's what I remember. Because those are the ones who really had a vested interest in making me better. And they did. So if instead of viewing this woman, I don't know about that. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's you're late to the meeting and they had to hold up for you. I don't know what it is, but that's an easy way to deal with it. When she's critical of you, instead of viewing it of I can't do anything right, you need to view her as a free tuition at the school of life, because she's telling you how to be better. She's telling you how to get promoted. She's telling you how to get more money. She's telling you how to get a better job. She's telling you how to get a better reference. And she's helping you. She may not have the bedside manner of Mother Teresa, but this is a valuable resource in your life. And what I would do at this moment is your attitude, once you change your attitude, everything changes. And if you go in tomorrow, and hopefully your stomach, I know this isn't what you wanted to hear, but if you think about it, I put the control right back on your side of the equation. Because you're going to be able to go in and say to her, you know what, I am not the world's best person at taking criticism. You know, I get my back up and I get that look on my face, and my mother used to say, take that look off your face, Tracy, and I would say, Mom, this is the face I was born with. Because none of us like taking criticism. But I would go up to her and say, you know, I'm not very good at this, but, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time out to make me better at this. And it will change everything. Let me put you on hold and let you respond to this, all right? Because I've given you, I know, 180 degrees from what you really wanted. But think about it for a minute, and I'll put you back on hold. You can ask me anything you want or tell me anything you want, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. Erin, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a 1-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a 6-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a 3-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, you know, let me just emphasize that. I know sometimes you guys are less than thrilled with me, and I get that. You know, look, I'm not always delightfully, you know, charming to people who say terrible things to me. Not terrible. I don't think people actually go out of their way to say terrible things, but to correct me or something. But I really am here to help. I really don't have an agenda. You know, I'm not selling you anything. You can't come see me as a therapist. It's perfectly okay to be mad at me. I'm not suggesting that that's not within your realms of possibility. But at least don't, you know, and I don't think you guys do. I'm just sort of saying it because I, you know, when I tell you the thing that you least want to hear and you're gracious to me, you know, I'm incredibly grateful, but I also feel that little twinge of, oh, geez, Louise, I wish I could be nicer. And it's not that I'm not nice, it's just that I'm really trying to help you. And sometimes there's just not a pleasant way of saying, no, you have to change it. So, all right. So, Tracy, I wanted to give you a chance to kind of reflect a little bit, not a whole lot of time, but to see if there's anything that you felt that I missed or that you wanted to ask me about or any reaction. I didn't want to just sort of cut you off.
No, and I do appreciate it. And thank you for being so frank with me, because sometimes I just need to hear it from an outside source, because I'm so involved in the situation.
Sure you are. Sure you are.
You know, the emotional piece comes into it.
Yeah. No, I hear. And Trace, I'm glad you just brought up something really, really, really important, which is really kind of the backbone of what we're talking about. You, by pretending to be a little less vulnerable than you feel, you will become a little less vulnerable than you feel. That really is a feedback loop. And what I tried to do is give you a couple of different perspectives and a tool or two, so that you could feel that you weren't a victim here, that you weren't, or you weren't being victimized, that you could think of this in a completely different way. I've told the story before, that, and it's something I believe to the bottom of my little flat feet. I was having kind of a tough time with my career and all sorts of things, and somebody asked me to come and in a very public way to give a speech. And I said, look, it's somebody who's been a friend for a very long time, and I said, I really appreciate being asked. This is not the year. I can't do it right now. I'm feeling really vulnerable. You know, all this stuff is going on. And God bless him. He said, instead of saying, oh, you poor thing, of course, I'll call you next year, he said, this is not what he said, because he's much less sort of unvarnished than I am. But basically, his message was, shut up and show up. And he was right. And you know what? It was such exactly because he was so. Those were not his words. Those are my words, my interpretation. But basically, he was saying, oh, stop whining. And, you know, no one knows this but you, so just shut up. And I did, and it changed everything. Everything. And from then I decided, you know what? My model now, my mantra, and everybody who's ever worked with me in radio is probably going to faint at this. My sort of role models now are salespeople, because they never take no for an answer. They never take no answer for an answer. They are unfailingly charming and polite and tenacious as the very Dickens. And you know what? All of us can do that. Now, our stomach may be churning. Our palms may be sweating. Our deodorant may be failing. But so what? Nobody knows. So tomorrow, you're going to put on your good luck dress, and you can even, as far as I'm concerned, go get a manicure, pedicure today. You can do whatever makes you feel that you are your most Tracy-ness, and you're going to go in tomorrow, and you're going to go into this woman, and if you want to, if it makes you feel better, take her donuts, or whatever will make you feel in control of the situation, but not so vulnerable if she says, look, I don't eat donuts. So, whatever will work for you. And if she says, I don't need donuts, you could say, oh, good, more for me, or I'll tell the receptionist there for you, or whatever, to go in and say, you know what, I don't take criticism very well. It's left over from my adolescence. You know, I had a hyper, you know, critical mom or Sunday school teacher or something. But, you know, I need to tell you that I don't always seem to be saying thank you, but I mean to say thank you that you take the time and trouble to make me better at this job. And it will change everything, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I think she might faint.
Well, she probably will, but you know CPR, so then you'll be the hero.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Brown, for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're welcome. Go get him, Tiger.
I'll give it a go.
I know you will. 855-99 Dr. Joy. You know, it's the Anna and the King of Siam School of Life. If you whistle a happy tune, not only do you fool other people, you fool yourself. Yay, we love that part. Aaron, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hey.
Hi, Aaron.
I have a bit of a question, very quick.
Okay.
From your knowledge, do you know if, for people on the autism spectrum, if there's, like, anybody or any place that can help those that have, like, trouble with love relationships and stuff like that?
Well, that's an interesting question, whether there's an autism dating site. You know what? Let me Google it. There's dating sites for everything, so it wouldn't surprise me. Let's see if we say Asperger's. Let's see, Asperger's dating.
I did a quick
honey,
search.
Here we got Asperger's dating site. All right, Miss Asperger singles near you. Asperger's dating site. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yeah. I was asking because for those that have trouble,
I hear what you
help out or
absolutely. Listen, Tiger. It says there's an Asperger's dating site. All one word. Site is spelled S-I-T-E. There is a dating an Asperger's. What you need to know. That's at Match.com. I wouldn't go there, to be quite honest. I think go to specialized things. A dating site for autistics, 100% mm-hmm. free. It's called autisticdating.net.
Mm-hmm.
Asperger's Dating and Friendship Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Do you have access to a computer?
What I'm asking is for people who have trouble, though, do you know if anybody can help with those that have trouble, like... For instance, they have trouble with social skills and other things like that.
Well, but Aaron, first of all, you know that you can always call me. But this is specifically people who have the same issue. So everybody there is going to have the same issue. All right?
For those that have the same issue, what would you recommend them to do to get help if they are having some trouble?
Well, I think if you're going to, there are two ways of looking at it. Number one, you could decide that I'm going to go to the website and see, because everybody there is going to have Asperger's as well, so they're all going to know. We all know that we have trouble making eye contact, that we, you know, that we don't necessarily like to be touched, that we. We can be a little overly sensitive sometimes. So everybody there, you're not going to have to explain anything. So that's a good place to start. In terms of specific dating, I'm not sure that dating is any, you know, that all of us have things that we feel uncomfortable about. And dating always feels like it exposes us. So you could read Dating for Dummies. You can call me. But I'd go to the Asperger's dating site and see what happens. All right? And you can let me know what happens. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at
The Knowledge of the Ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.